All right, and welcome back for another episode with the Uninformed Gamers. I am one of your hosts, Chris or Chameleon, whatever you really want to call me. And I have with me today, Mason or Rad Dreams.
Yo.
What's up? We are going to be down a person for briefly as we start this episode. Devin will be joining us as soon as he's able to. He's running a little late from work and we have prior and great engagement, so we wanted to get started, and he'll just hop right in as soon as he's available. But yo, Mason, it's good to see you, man. It's good to hear you.
it's good to hear and speak with you, Chris, as always. Have you been able to get in any video gaming?
Yes, I actually have done a lot of video gaming. So when it comes to... I played something like new. It just came out like last week. And I already beat it because I'm a crackhead.
Oh gosh. what game?
It was called The Forgotten City.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that.
It was freaking awesome. I really loved it. The development studio behind it did a fantastic job. So what I didn't know, that game came out and it was only gonna be $30.
Really?
So it was cool. So I would say a typical person will get 15 to 20 hours playthrough out of it.
Okay. That's not which bad is, for $30.
Exactly. It has some replayability to it. And then if you're an achievement whore, you can totally do that with that game.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I remember us talking about it and you said that you were like really stoked about the game itself. So I'm glad that you finally like got a chance to play it.
Yeah, dude, it was so like, take these reviews with a grain of salt, but like it was reviewing really well. Like it, like I'm talking like 9 out of 10s for like across
the
board.
So good to hear, because the mod that it was based off of is a fan, you know, favorite and very popular, and that was rated well. So it's good to see like that it translated good to a, you know, actual product.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Super cool. I'll have to check that out at some point.
Yeah. It's definitely worth it. Really cool story. I like the animation style they went for. Mm-hmm. It like kind of takes you back a little bit.
That's good.
On top of that, I actually started BioShock as well.
Oh, okay. Do you think this time around that you'll get railroaded, or do you think you'll finish it?
We will see. I found it on sale on the Xbox store. There's like a summer game sales going. It was only $10 for the entire trilogy remastered.
That is an insane value.
Exactly. I was like, three full-ass games remastered. Oh, yeah. Get me in there.
Oh, so yeah.
I bought it. It was well worth it. Very, really cool so far. I really like it so far. So hopefully I can keep into it. But yeah, what are you playing, man? What do you got going on?
Well, I've been still plugging away at Pokemon Unite. That's been a lot of fun. Just I'm getting a lot more enjoyment out of that game than League of Legends. I haven't played League of Legends in probably over a month. And I'm actually kind of leaning more towards quitting the game altogether, just like you.
Fair.
Not only because I'm just not a fan of playing it anymore, but I'm just just really not a fan of Riot as a company.
Yeah, they're an interesting one. They're very questionable. Is the best way I'll put it.
But other than that, let's see, what else have I been playing? Nothing too crazy. I think Pokemon Unite has been monopolizing my time for video games. There is, however, some good news I would like to report. We don't need to go into too much depth, but I was able to take part in a online regional like tournament for the Digimon card game. Like they announced these like world championships. And if you participated in this regional tournament online and won the entire thing, you got an invitation to the World Championships being held in 2022. Unfortunately, I didn't win the whole thing, but I did the next best thing. I came in second place.
Holy shit. That's incredible, man.
220 people in the tournament, seven wow. rounds, and I was able to get second place. So I'm just really like through the moon about that one.
Do you, what was like consolation prize for second? Like, what do you get?
Second, you got a very valuable prize card. It's like, I've seen it being sold for like $800.
Holy shit. Okay. But
I'm probably not going to sell it.
You're going to keep it, of course. Right.
Like, because I'm a collector and I like to collect things. So
I'm that makes sense.
Probably not going to sell that. And then I also won it's a half case of cards.
Oh my God.
So that was awesome. Really exciting. And that's coming from the new set that came out called Battle for Omni. So I'll be able to really get a head start against the competition by winning that. So I'll just be that much closer to, doing better.
Yeah. Is that, have you already gotten the prizes or are you waiting
for
them?
No, not yet. No, those, I'm supposed to get a package next week. At least that's what they said. So we'll see.
Okay. Cool, man.
And then because I've been doing so well in these tournaments, like there's other tournaments that I attended, but I got like top 64 twice. And I received an invitation from Bandai to the actual like online world championship regionals.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome.
That takes place later this month in August 28th is when that is.
Well, sick, man. I hope you do really well again. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I hope so. I haven't been this good at a card game since like ever.
You found your niche.
Yeah, because like with I played Hearthstone and
yeah,
I was really close to achieving like legend rank, but never got it. And then like with Magic, I played standard, but never really saw a lot of success with that. Because mm-hmm. it just wasn't quite as good. The barrier to entry was pretty bad. Like, a lot of money.
For sure.
That's kind of what I've been up to.
Awesome, man. Well, good stuff. Yeah, I hope to hear some news in a few weeks I come back.
I'll probably, once you get back from your little vacation, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. So I am going on vacation to Hawaii. I will not be on probably the next two episodes. But don't worry, I'll be back.
Yes.
And then I will again also be out of town a week after I get back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to California for an annual meeting.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yeah. So that's it's some cool stuff going on. Oh, it looks like Devin has joined us.
Very nice.
I did join you guys, and I'm technically not here considering I'm actually on a work call. I kind of mentioned how I'm in Canada for a work project.
Yeah.
And it's not going swimmingly, but I'm fixing it. But my apologies. I was hoping to like kind of sit in here quiet so I heard what you guys were talking about and then chime in, but way to ruin that, Chris.
Well, we just finished like with what we've been playing. What we've been up to. And so that kind of segues into, what have you been up to, Devin?
working, but I will say I've been had an opportunity to try out Microsoft Flight Simulator and I have thoughts.
Oh, okay. What are your thoughts?
Flying is hard. like I'm thinking it's going to be like Grand Theft Auto flying. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just fly across the world. No, it is hard. Especially with a controller, because I don't have the full flight setup.
Yeah.
And so, since I don't have the full flight setup, I'm at the mercy of the triggers. And I used to think that I had really good finger control. Apparently, I do not. I am just all over the place.
We got to get you one of those flight sticks.
Yeah. I'm thinking so. But yeah, guys, what's the topics for today? Because I'm terribly sorry to all the listeners. I am unprepared.
It's all good. Little bit of an itinerary for Devin here, as well as our listeners. We're going to start off with a follow-up story on Blizzard. Then we will segue into the Knights of Cydonia movie and then speak on the live action Rurouni Kenshin films that I got a chance to watch with my wife. And then we will speak on Amazon Lord of the Rings. And then finally, if we have time, we'll end on Hades, the game.
All right, sounds good to me. Like all of these very exciting topics.
Especially our first one, if we just want to dive right into it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
So Chris, what's been going on with Blizzard after our last podcast?
Yeah, so Blizzard's been in a bit of a shit show still. So we just got news recently that the president, Alan Brock, is stepping down.
Yes.
Amid the lawsuit controversy. So I'm glad to see something's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still odd to me that the CEO is still in charge. And I'm curious how long that's going to last. Because I believe he's the one that got like an $164 million bonus or some shit
He's the one that got an absurd bonus initially and then received a lot of flack for it. And then he came out saying like, oh, okay, well, I'll reduce my bonus by a couple million.
Yeah.
You know, woe is me.
Right. So you know,
these workers are underpaid and now it's come to light they're obviously abused, and yet you, the head of the company, are just bathing in riches.
Exactly. Yeah, it's insane to me. So I'm glad to see one of the heads of the snake has been cut off a little bit.
Yeah, I am too. And I don't know so much if he's doing it out of pressure from the shareholders or the company itself, because in an interview it was stated that he is leaving because he wants to pursue other opportunities. So it doesn't sound like he is taking accountability. It sounds to me like he's taking like the easy way out, you know?
It does sound that way.
And I'm not going to be surprised, you know, when he leaves officially that he'll receive a pretty extravagant like exit package or what I like.
Oh, they always do.
Refer to as a golden parachute.
Yeah.
And no, he'll find somewhere else and act like a piece of crap. So unfortunately, this cycle will continue there unless something comes out of this lawsuit. Like so far, nobody's been accountable.
True.
But that's not to say that Blizzard themselves is not paying any sort of price. And what I mean by that is that Activision Blizzard as a company just lost one of their biggest sponsors for their Overwatch League and their Call of Duty leagues, and that is T-Mobile.
Yeah, that's a huge loss.
Yeah. And T-Mobile, they've been a long sponsor for Overwatch and the Call of Duty leagues. And T-Mobile hasn't officially commented about the rift. And Kotaku tried to reach out for a comment, but unfortunately, we're not able to get a response.
Yeah. They're probably trying to plan the right response to it, so it might be a few days before we hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure we will get a response. It just might take a little bit of time.
Yeah, and one of the things I was kind of amusing is before the coverage on these esports leagues stopped, which is another thing that's been going on in response to this whole debacle, is some of the players they have like the T-Mobile logo on their uniforms, so a lot of the players actually had to like tape over the logo.
That's comical.
So that's like one of the more hilarious things. And then the last thing I'll kind of touch on regarding the business with Activision Blizzard before we move on to our next topic is one of the things that came to light is during the Blizzard conventions, a lot of these executives had a like a hotel suite, and it came to light that all of them, you know, who are males, referred to this hotel suite as the Cosby suite, as in Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that was completely vile.
Yeah, and I don't need to tell you or anybody else who's listening how fucked up that is.
Yeah. I really don't know what the hell these dudes are thinking.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, they think they are. Obviously not thinking.
Yeah, they probably thought it was just fine. Oh, this is funny. No.
No, it's not. There's nothing funny about that. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
And like they tried to backpedal during the court case. They're just like, oh, well, we just called it that because the suite reminded us of his sweaters.
Yeah, okay. Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna call shenanigans on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is they're in a weird spot.
Yes.
And by their own doing.
We'll keep our ears to the ground on this story because it's something that we all care about, and it's something that the listeners most likely care about. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated.
Yeah, we will be there, and just listen to us every week, and we'll be. I'm sure we'll have updates as this story develops.
Mm-hmm, for sure. On a more positive note, though.
Yeah. Yes. Knights of Cydonia.
Yes.
I know you. We've talked about it. Like, we both really liked this show. It was absolutely well done.
Mm-hmm.
You said that the CG at times was a little bit.
It was off the. So my only complaint with the CG is how they did it with the aliens or the monsters in space. Because sometimes it was a tad jarring, but it wasn't so much that it like took me out of it, because the storytelling, as well as like the voice acting, the soundtrack, just everything else was really top tier. So it was able to keep me invested, even though sometimes the CG kind of, you know, reared its ugly head.
Right.
But it wasn't like Berserk, you know, with the new Berserk anime. That CG was just so bad that as good a story as Berserk is, the CG really took me out of it.
Yeah, for sure. I actually haven't seen Berserk.
I would highly recommend it. I would watch the movies or the old 1990 anime.
Okay. Okay, I will definitely keep that in mind. I will add it to my anime list.
Yeah, just forewarning, it gets pretty real.
Okay, is it like a fighting anime? It always looked like it from
there. There is fighting in it, but it is more of a. I would say it's a kind of like gothic horror, or at least it gets to that point. It starts off like. Pretty actiony, but there's dramatic elements in it, but it's a very serious show that tries to tackle like serious topics, so be wary for that. No, there's gore obviously, but once you hit like episode 20 plus, like shit hits the fan, and there's just. I don't want to give too much away. It's just that there is a couple of disturbing moments. So just kind of be wary. That's all I'll say.
Cool. Awesome.
But it's very good. Even though the moment that happens later is disturbing, it's well written. And it's presented in a way that, you know, you're not just like, oh, why would they do that? Or how dare they? It's just like, oh, wow. That dude's messed up. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Highly recommend watching old school Berserk or the movies. The movies are on Netflix.
Sweet. I will definitely check
that out. The first one, I believe, is called like the Golden Arc or Golden Age or something like that. And then the second one's, I forget. And then the third one's a weird title. You'll see it on Netflix if you search it up.
Okay. Awesome.
Of Netflix, I got a chance to actually watch the two live action Rurouni Kenshin films.
Yes. And then also, I don't think we'd said it, but that Sidonia movie, the Knights of Sidonia movie, is coming to theaters.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's awesome. I didn't know it was coming to theaters. I thought it was just going to be strictly like Netflix.
They said it's going to be a theatrical release in Japanese with English subtitles.
Ooh. Kind of exciting.
So, yeah. It's going to be cool to see.
That will be cool to see.
I don't know if I'll make it to the theaters to check it out, but if not, I'll just buy it when it comes to
home. I mean, I'll try to see it in theaters, but if not, no, I'll catch it when it comes out.
For sure.
DVD, Blu-ray release.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, you said you were you had a chance to watch the Rurouni Kenshin.
Yes, both my wife and I were able to watch them both back to back. So we started off with the beginning, and then we took a little bit of a break, and then segued into the final.
So how was it overall?
Overall, they were fantastic movies. Definitely, I would argue the live-action Rurouni Kenshin films, just as a whole, are the best live-action anime films I've ever seen.
Wow. Okay.
I've never seen a better portrayal or adaptation of a anime or manga. It's not cheesy. It's very, quote unquote realistic in terms of like the action. Like, of course it's over dramatized, but it's not beyond like the realm of possibility that it looks like, like ham, so to speak.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that the characters are very well done, very, well portrayed. The acting is, for the most part, I didn't have a problem with anybody's acting. I thought they casted everybody very well. My only criticism was how they told the actor who played Sonosuke. They told him to act kind of goofy, which was a little jarring, because in the anime and manga, at certain points he was goofy, but he wasn't like the comic relief guy.
Yeah, that's not his thing.
He was kind of like a tough guy in a way. But in the movie, he was treated as kind of a comical relief in a way, and that was kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, it's been so long since I've seen Kenshin.
Yeah.
I don't remember all the characters or anything. Yeah. But I it does make me want to check it out that you're saying it's as good as
it's
this.
It's great.
So.
No, it seriously is. The best characters that they adapted to the live action were obviously, Kenshin, Kaoru, Megumi, who was the doctor, and the last one that I really enjoyed was their portrayal of Shishio from the later arcs, the guy covered in bandages who used fire.
Okay, yeah.
If you remember him.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
But yeah, the beginning and final were good movies. There were moments where the action lagged, and there were little blips where both my wife and I kind of felt bored, because some of the scenes dragged on for too long. And it's just like, all right, guys, we kind of get the point. Let's move on. But it wasn't so much that we were just like, okay, this sucks. It was just like, okay, we get it, but move on.
Right.
Makes sense. And then in the final, they recapped a lot of the scenes that were shown in the beginning film. So in a way, we actually didn't really need to watch the beginning, because they kind of covered everything that needed to be covered in the final. So it almost felt like a waste in a way that we watched the beginning. I don't regret watching it. It's just, it almost felt unnecessary.
Okay. That's it. That's actually really odd. Okay.
Yeah.
So is it just two movies?
Yeah, or is it... it's two movies, the beginning and then final. The beginning's like 2.5 hours. And then the final's, I think, like 2 hours and 10 minutes-ish.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye on that and potentially add that to my list.
Yeah, it's definitely
I'm going to go watch a trailer for it after this after this episode, honestly.
It is worth the watch, I will say that. My only complaint is they do not have the first, second, or third movie on Netflix.
Okay, gotcha.
So, and I do feel like you need to watch those before the beginning and the final.
Ah, okay. All right, so this is like a series of 5 movies.
Yes.
Okay.
I do own the first 3, so maybe when you get back in town, I can let you borrow them.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, that'd be awesome, actually.
Yeah, okay. You would like them.
Sweet. I'm in. All right, cool. Let's go ahead and segue to this next topic real quick here. You remember how Amazon was working on Lord of the Rings?
Oh, yeah. That news broke a while ago.
Yeah, it's been, I feel like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's finally getting a potential release date.
Yes.
So it looks like we're in for 2022. The rumor right now is September. So we could finally potentially get our hands and eyes on this show.
That is good news for all. Hopefully it won't get delayed.
Yeah, I hope so as well. I hope it does not. I've heard that this is the most expensive show ever created.
I have heard that as well.
So I want to see what did all Amazon's money get them in the theater with this. You know what I mean? cool. Yeah, that's really all we got to talk about on that.
I mean, there's not too much to unpack about that other than, you know, we'll see it in a little over a year.
Yep. I'm excited for it. Our last little piece here, this is gonna be a short episode, guys. A wildly popular game is coming to Game Pass, and I'm talking it. I believe it's coming to both the console, the cloud, and the PC. And that is Hades. Nice. Mason, you said that you have played this game.
Yes.
And you said you absolutely loved it. Tell us a little bit about it before we sign off.
Hades is a very unique game. It, in terms of gameplay, it functions as a roguelike, which I'm sure you're familiar with what that is.
Yes.
If our listeners are not familiar with what a roguelike game is, what it is you essentially start every like gaming session fresh, and you play the game until you die, and then you have to restart. So essentially, it's like a you know, once you die, you die, and then, you know, restart fresh. That's essentially the quintessential aspect of a roguelike. Would you agree with that, or do you have kind of more?
Yep. No, that's basically what it is. There's nothing really else to add to it.
But essentially, you play as the son of Zeus, Hades, and he is trying to escape the underworld. And your goal is to, you know, play Hades, go through the underworld, go through like Tartarus, go through like Olympus, and kind of like battle your way to freedom in a way. And, you know, as you progress through the game, you become, you know, stronger and stronger and stronger. And you also are able to kind of keep your rewards that you collect, so that way on your next like playthrough it gets easier. So the game thinks that you won't be able to beat it your first run through. It's going to be very challenging for you to do that. Players have been able to accomplish that feat, but it's very difficult. I haven't been able to beat the game yet because it is very hard.
Yeah.
But it's a hell of a good game. The soundtrack itself is probably
top tier, I heard.
It's best in business.
Yeah.
Character designs are amazing. Whoever did the art for this game deserves all the accolades in the world, because how they drew all of the gods is just so great. So I'm really excited that this game is coming to Xbox Game Pass for, you know, the masses to try, because it is such a good game.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, this is huge. It's a good grab by Xbox to pull even more users into Game Pass, whether you're a PC player, a player that just plays on your mobile, on your phone or your tablet or something. Mm-hmm. Or if you've got the Xbox consoles, one of the Xbox consoles, you can play this game. This is just strictly attracting even more attention to the Game Pass service, which is already considered the best in the business.
My question to you guys about Game Pass, what do you think Xbox could do that would make Game Pass no longer worth it?
Charge more money?
Charge for like $40 a month or something.
But $40 a month for the access of over, what, 100 games?
I think they've reached over, like, I think they're at like 300 games or something.
So 300 games for $40 a month. That is cheaper than what some people spend in alcohol or cigarettes per month.
You're not wrong. It's just like, I don't know. I don't do those things. Like, sure, I've spent a little bit in some alcohol, but like definitely don't smoke or nothing. I don't know what they could do, but I'm not going to be the one that like usually shy away. I don't think Microsoft will do that. So
no, I don't think so either.
No, I think that as long as they keep the price reasonable, like if they raise it like up to $100 overnight, then that's something else. But as of right now, I think still the best deal in gaming, still waiting for that Ubisoft partnership. And hey, maybe with the Activision and Blizzard situation, maybe we'll see Activision Blizzard on Game Pass soon.
A lot of people would even consider downloading their stuff, though.
Yeah, it really like just...
Now they don't, they wouldn't.
Right. Yeah, it depends on how long this is going to hold up, how long people are going to remember it and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we will 100% see. Any quick notes before we go, guys?
No notes from the Tiger section. Thank you guys for allowing me to join in hella late and only chime in a very little bit. This was just a weird day for me, so I'm terribly sorry.
Sorry for the shorter episode today.
It is all good. It is all good. Well, again, thanks for coming and listening to our show here at the Uninformed Gamers. If you liked us, please like, comment, subscribe. I'm Chris or Chameleon, whatever you want to call me. You can find me at twitch.tv/IKAMELIONI or on Twitter at Chameleon Games.
And
I am Rad Dreams, also known as Mason. You can always find me on my YouTube channel, Rad Dreams Review. I'll be posting up some more content here for the new Battle for Omni set for the Digimon card game, as well as some more like gaming commentary. So look forward to that. And yeah, see you guys next time.
And I am Darkness Tiger. You can find me controlling the Twitter page at Uninformed Gamers or tearing up the leadership boards at Darkness Tiger on the game Xbox Live service, if they still call it that. Thank you for listening to us. We will talk to you next time. I promise I will be more involved next time, but I actually don't want to guarantee that because my life is busy.
That is fair.
All right, folks. You guys have a good one, and thanks again for listening to us.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.